This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Special edition of Advanced Medicine here begins with Dr. Rashid Batar. We play the game every once in a while with him. Where's Waldo, or where's Dr. Batar? And he is far afield from where normally he is, but he is a traveler. And this time you have landed where?
Well, at this very moment, I'm in Bethlehem. And it's interesting that it's around Easter, the day after Easter now. And we were fortunate enough to spend some time in Bethlehem and went to visit where Jesus was born and some very interesting things. And I've actually been here before, but I had the opportunity to bring my son with me on this trip. And so he's getting to do some things and seeing some things that most people never will have an opportunity to see in their lives.
Oh, that is so awesome. I got to travel all over the world when I was younger. In fact, I've been to Israel a few times. I don't have much memory of Bethlehem when I think I was much younger at that point, but been around there. But, yeah, what a time, Easter weekend to be there. And you see, you know, up front, the interaction that the news media never covers. But, what brings you there? Obviously, advanced medicine on our minds here all the time. Have they been open to that where you are in Bethlehem or surrounding areas? What's going on?
Well, I've got a meeting with the Ministry of Health in Jordan. And I gave a lecture here almost three years ago, and it was a cancer conference. But during that trip, I met with the Deputy Minister of Health and actually had dinner with him and his wife at their house. They invited me to their house after the conference, and so we'd been talking. The conference was on cancer. We ended up talking about autism. They were talking about the epidemic of autism and how prevalent it was in some of the Middle Eastern countries, especially among the refugee population, the Palestinian, the Syrian refugee population. And so there's some things that are going on here, and they wanted to have a meeting, and there may be a possibility of doing something here in Jordan, which may become the, God willing, if it's meant to be, maybe a central hub for the Middle East and Europe for our protocol for autism.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Batar, if you say among the refugee population, do you think at least part that they were hammered with vaccines more than other parts of the population?
Yeah, without a doubt, Robert. It seems like though any impoverished area of the world or any area of the world where there's been mass destruction secondary to human factors, not natural disasters, all the bodies like the Red Cross and all the different Salvation Army, whoever the different bodies are that want to help mitigate some of the issues that have resulted as a result of the conflict, the war, they come in and they try to take care of the local population. And, of course, there's some things that they're doing with nutrition, you know, making sure there's enough food, water, et cetera. But then they also do this movement towards making sure that all the kids are protected, and so they over-vaccinate. And it's never one of those types of scenarios where they're following any type of the norm of that country prior to whatever the conflict is. It's almost like a zealous over-vaccination schedule in order to, in their world, compensate any other. They want to just make sure they protect everybody. But what they're doing is actually they're increasing the damage, the toxicity, the negative untoward effects that we don't want, as we know from all the formaldehyde and the mercury and all the DNA adducts and all the other components that are within the vaccines. And so these kids end up getting bombarded. And there's an increased incidence of autism within that population, as we would expect.
Are you... Dr. Pitar, are you able to speak? We always say about the religiosity associated with modern medicine, allopathic medicine, is a church in its own right. And we, even though they don't say it that way, but we can acknowledge the way it's treated, to go in, like here you are in the birthplace of Judaism, Christianity, Islam, all of that, to go in and say, my gosh, these allopaths, they're of all religious practices, but they come in and they dominate, as you said, local customs to think, wow, if we get that needle injected, somehow they begin to worship an allopathic viewpoint of the world because the technology is like almost awe-inspiring to them. You know what I'm saying? And we talk about it that way here in the States.
Yeah, I think that that's true. We do end up talking about it. We end up seeing the result of this religiosity. Obviously, I'm seeing it here, but it's not just limited here. We see it everywhere.
Yeah.
I think this religiosity aspect, when you coined that term, when I first heard it probably almost a decade ago, I think you did coin it, right? Religiosity, because I've been using it quite frequently. But
well, you know, our interaction has been our journey together. I sometimes don't remember where these words come from. Sometimes they do just come from inspiration. Other times, folks are using it in smaller circles. But whether I make the claim to it or not, the fact of the matter is we need more people talking about it in these terms, especially as you have influence. Like if you go to Jordan, obviously it's a Muslim primary country. To be able to speak in their language to help them to understand that allopathic medicine has become a church as well, and that it isn't just rooted in science, right? Like science would supersede our religious beliefs necessarily, but it isn't in a validated way. You know what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely do. In fact, it was interesting that when I gave my lecture here 3 years ago, I made some comments that were, I think we could conservatively say, were offensive to the allopathic medical community that's local to Jordan. I mean, you know, it's their own medical hierarchy here.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the Minister of Education for Saudi Arabia, who has been a patient of mine, had flown in, had actually left a meeting with the Prime Minister of France to come in as just a sign of respect to come in to attend my lecture, and then flew back the next day to continue his meetings with the Minister of France. But when he came in, he was in the audience, and of course the Deputy Minister of Health for Jordan was there too. They both know each other. Well, about half the audience, or maybe about a third of the audience, during my lecture, at a certain point when I talked about how chemotherapy and radiation has been proven in multiple studies to have no statistical significance as far as increasing lifespan in patients that have cancer, and that there's 300 and some different articles, in fact, Ty put that thing together, 311, I think it is, references that show that there's a 0% increase in lifespan in 2 years, and I think there's only like 2% reduction in tumor size, which tumor size has nothing to do with. Increase or decrease in tumor size has nothing to do with survivability anyway. And anyway, they got very offended by that statement and probably some other things that I said, and they basically got up to leave. And the minister of the deputy minister and Dr. Walid, who's the minister of, or used to be the minister of education for Saudi Arabia, they both stood up and started clapping. And it was very interesting because the people that had invited me here told me, they said, did you notice what happened? There was confusion in the audience because this was the medical hierarchy that was got up to leave. But both these people are highly, highly respected and have very significant influence in the medical community in the Middle East. And when they stood up and started clapping, the other ones, if they had walked out,
yes,
that third of the group audience, if they had walked out, would have been disrespecting them, and they immediately sat back down.
Wow, yeah, I remember. That's
brought
powerful.
My attention after my lecture. Yeah, I actually went and talked to the Deputy Minister of Health for Jordan, who's the person I'm supposed to be meeting with during this trip, and I thanked him, and he just like blew it off, and he said, there's nothing to thank me for. He goes, they need to be, I think his term was something about, they need to be spanked every now and then so that they understand to open their minds and to see a different perspective. But, you know, this brings me back to the point about the religiosity aspect. That picture that I sent you
mm-hmm.
right before we went on air, it shows you, you know, we can't even really use the word religiosity anymore because the religiosity aspect of it, when you're here in the place of, you know, Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, everybody, all Christians all over the world know that. And I told you the story about the second Khalifa when they conquered Jerusalem. That was when the Muslims conquered Jerusalem and took over, I guess, about 1,200 years ago, whenever it was, I can't remember, King George the Fourth and Salahuddin, I believe it was that conflict when the Muslims took over. So they came to the church where Jesus was born, and the Christians invited the second Caliph to come in to pray in the church. But he, being Muslim, refused to pray in the church. And the reason was, he said, because if I pray in this church, they will convert it. My followers, as we come through, my followers will create a mosque here. And I don't want to have the church ruined. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, I will go 200 yards away. And he prayed across the street, or and there was no street there.
Yeah.
He prayed across the field. And that's where they created the mosque. And the picture that I sent you with my son, which I'll be posting to Instagram,
yes,
actually shows the church and the mosque. And, you know, they're literally a rock. You can throw a rock.
Yeah, very close together. And, well, this is like the lost history, though, as we talk about contemporary news organizations fomenting hatred among religions and religious people all over the world. As I've said so many times on this program, if people are left alone that live in proximity to one another, they'll end up finding a way to work and live amongst each other, because it's all in everybody's best interest. You know, the destruction of generations through war, it's only benefiting the international bankers ultimately.
You're absolutely right. And what's interesting is this isn't something recent. This is how it's always been here and how people interact. My guy, the first time I came here in the church, in the Church of Nativity, I think is what how they refer to it, which is where Jesus was born, was actually a Muslim, and he was our guide. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because when we use the word religiosity, we have a negative connotation with the word religiosity to say how people become impassioned and follow science like as if it follow the mainstream hierarchy or medical message from the hierarchy as if it's a religion. And yet here you see the pure sense of religion, which is actually spirituality. The basis of religion is the spiritual aspect, but we bring in the man factor, the human factor, and then that, of course, ruins everything. But here, if you start looking at religiosity, and you see how these religions are right across the street from each other, from where it all started, throughout the history of time, it's always been like that. Yeah.
Well, listen, we got to take a break here.
Parts of the world.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold that thought. We're taking a break. It's a fascinating international discussion here with Dr. Bitar in the Middle East. While we're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you will check it out. All the links are up, including photographs, at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it with Dr. Bitar. He is in Bethlehem and Easter weekend, obviously day after, but advanced medicine all over the world. And, you know, we talk about everybody's got their own religious views and beliefs. In fact, I've said this, you can go into a church, a synagogue, a mosque, and if you drill down enough on each individual member in any of those places, you're going to find differences of belief even within those religions. That's just the nature of individuality, ultimately, that everybody's a divine, unique spark of God. Now, if we talk about religiosity as has been the term of the day here, the idea that there have been wars that have resulted in death and mayhem and killing, well, it's true throughout the history of planet Earth. There's been that. But in a modern context, no religion's coming close to the deaths induced by modern medicine. In the United States, it's the third leading cause of death. I've argued it's second and or first because it causes the number two and number one as well. So you're bringing, I believe, much-needed perspective into areas where, unfortunately, they've begun to worship the doctors, like we've talked about in these religious institutions or at government levels. And yet there's evidence that you have there that they say, you know what, we need to humble those people a little bit and recognize there's more to medicine than just modern.
I totally agree with you, Robert. And that's exactly the point. I think that we have a lot to learn by studying history. And there's an old saying that those that don't spend the time necessary to study history are destined to repeat it. And so when we start looking at history and we start seeing the peace between these people of different faiths from the get-go, from the original aspect, of course, there were conflicts, and you know, we know many of the conflicts, and it's interesting how the conflict is what we always hear about. We don't hear about the peaceful interactions and the community and the camaraderie within the religions. For example, before Salahuddin took over Jerusalem, Salahuddin was apparently camped around Jerusalem for an extended period of time, maybe a few years, if I remember history correctly. And there was no conflict. There was no, in fact, the movie Kingdom of Heaven, it's probably a dramatization of the story, but they actually talk about that. And it was a faction within the within Jerusalem under King George IV that was very eccentric and believed in that, you know, the infidels had to be, whatever they defined as infidels, because, of course, the Muslims defined the infidels as the Christians, and Christians are defined as the Muslims, and so everybody defined each other as an infidel, right? But there was peace in Jerusalem, and King George allowed all people within Jerusalem to pray in whatever way they wanted to. And then, of course, this eccentric faction goes out and attacks a caravan into Saladin's camp, and then that's, of course, what created the war that then Saladin came and took over Jerusalem. But it's interesting that it's always a small group that causes conflict, because that's that conflict that they feed on.
Well, and then they
ruin the peace.
Right, under a Hegelian dialectic scheme, even prior to Hegel talking about that, they will utilize the conflict to profit from both sides of the war. Again, now we go to international banksters. And even Jesus said to kick out the money changers, right, from the temple.
Yeah, exactly.
This goes way back, thousands of years of history. And I love talking history, too, because a lot of this we might learn a little bit of, but to how does it apply in a modern context? You're now in the Middle East, but in a modern context, bringing, hey, you know what? I'm trying to help people to heal, to get well, and yes, we sometimes use advancements in technology to help, but it's in response to the advancements in technology that have been detrimental, like vaccination, in the modern way that they apply it. There's an article here about Canada. Now they acknowledge 1 in 66 children in Canada are suffering with autism. And, of course, they're big on vaccines. Their allopathic medicine dominates the Western world up through Canada as well. So we're seeing this everywhere, and Middle East not excluded there.
Yeah, exactly. I think that many of these countries, they're fast approaching the incidence of autism as the United States. And I think we're like something in 1 in 32, 1 in 34, some number like that as of 2017. 2016, I'm not sure exactly what those numbers are. I know in some states it's as the incidence is as high as 1 out of 18, I think it is in Mississippi or Alabama. So it's continuously increasing in the United States, but you see some of these other countries, and of course Canada isn't a third world country. Canada is, you know, one of the G8 or G10, whatever they call it. And you're seeing these other countries fast approaching the same numbers as the United States, because they're following the United States. They're following the footsteps of the United States vaccine indoctrination program, and that's one reason they're starting to see the same incidence of autism.
Yeah, and again, I like to be a world leader, but I think about leading people to health and healing, not more disease. We're going to take a break. Dr. Bitar is back with us doing advanced medicine after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Bittar, in your book, it's called what? The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international bestseller, especially for the new people that don't know about it, linked up in the show notes. You guys check it out. Also, if you ever miss one of these episodes, advancedmedicine.com and medicalrewind.com, plenty of, in fact, hundreds and hundreds of hours of archives available to you from around the world now, which is awesome. Very empowering information.
If we look at, how we say, the advancements in medicine, one of the things is your understanding you've written about, we talk about it, of opportunistics. Opportunistics. What are opportunistics? Well, they take advantage of an altered terrain. In a healthy terrain, we talk about a microbiome. Everything's living in harmony. Interesting. Isn't that like you're in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem? How is it that people can live in peace and harmony when they're left alone from outside influences? Like, I would say the banksters are like antibiotics because they go in and destroy a region, foment hatred, and then step out, watch what happens, and they profit from it. Now, who's profiting from the destruction of the microbiome? Well, Big Pharma and those who are behind the scenes of Big Pharma as disease is fomented, or in this story, Clostridium difficile, C. diff, something I'd never heard of back in the 90s when I was immersed in homeopathics as well for the first time and learning holistic things. And suddenly, you know, in the dawn of antibiotics abuse and beyond, the proton pump inhibiting drugs made it even worse, altering the terrain, opportunistics take advantage. Big surprise.
Yeah, actually, I'm not even sure I understand this this article. It was done at North Carolina State University as far as the research, but Clostridium difficile has always been an infection that's associated with chronic antibiotic usage.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something that we see with people with recurrent diverticulitis, or they have inflammatory bowel disease, and there's been longstanding continuous use of antibiotic therapy, which then causes essentially a sterilization of the gastrointestinal system, which then allows for the opportunistics.
It's a dysbiotic terrain at that point.
Exactly. So you end up having systemic candidiasis with multiple strains of candida, and then, of course, you have the C. difficile, and you have other types of opportunities for, you know, parasites and such to set up house. But Clostridium difficile has always been associated with chronic antibiotic usage. And so I'm not really sure what the point of this story was, because this isn't something new. What was the point of this thing?
For me to bring it up now, obviously, it is a recent study, so it's new in terms of the publication. But in terms of our discussion here, I think it's illustrative, or, you know, and obviously everything we do is try to be a teachable moment, right? It's to remind folks about the danger of allopathic medicine. Yes, it can save your life in a pinch, an antibiotic. We acknowledge that. However, they discard or disavow knowledge like I will dig into, and you will too, other peer-reviewed literature that shows that even at 2,000 times the reference dose, we can use an active form of silver, drive it into the gut, and you will not result in a similar dysbiotic terrain. In other words, it has a uniformity about it so that your terrain is actually strengthened in terms of the healthy state, so that that balanced microbiome is left intact, or in fact created from a dysbiotic situation. So the idea here is not to chemo bomb, carpet bomb with chemo, which is an antibiotic, because the dysbiosis that results, they already know that, and more studies now coming out to validate what you've seen in practice as well.
Yeah, actually, while you were talking, Robert, I just scanned this article, and I think what the point here was, it wasn't so much to show that antibiotics cause C. difficile, which they already knew. It was basically looking at the mechanism of how antibiotics cause C. difficile to become prevalent, and it's apparently related to the amount of proline in the gut, which decreases as the population of the Clostridium increases. And so there's a byproduct of proline metabolism called the 5-aminovalerate. And that's also increased, indicating the C. difficile is metabolizing the proline. So it's actually, I think, demonstrating the mechanism of action. So that makes sense, because this association between C. difficile and chronic antibiotic usage has been
present
for many years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so talk about more the mechanism.
If they learn the mechanism, it's like, cool, that's the egghead side of the science nerd side. We get into that too. But at the same time, we can step back from it, and we don't have to understand the mechanism to know that's the result. I guess the question next becomes, will they develop an antibiotic that doesn't reduce the proline levels, for instance? I mean, that's their thought form.
Right, exactly. As opposed to just, hey, improve gut flora and reduce the antibiotic usage and come up with other things that can help alleviate the issues without sterilizing the entire gut. I mean, this is like sending a napalm, you know, to kill an infestation of bees or something.
Right.
You know, you don't want to kill the whole jungle just because you've got some mosquito population issue or something like that. But this is exactly how we end up in modern medicine dealing with these infections, and we just go in there. We don't have any appreciation for the balance. And, of course, you know, how could we really have an appreciation for gut balance when look at how we treat the environment, our world. Mm. You know, we go in there, we want wood, we take that forest. We don't have any comprehension of what we're doing to that
right.
diverse cycle of life. You know, we end up having overpopulation on one issue, and then it's just chaos. So whenever man comes into the picture, inherently man just screws up the balance. And that's what we've done to our exterior environment, that's what we're doing to our internal environment, and that's what causes these types of things like that Clostridium to run rampant, among other things like the systemic anxieties and various types of parasites, etc.
Yeah, it's a combination of ignorance and arrogance. Within the medical field, we have to say arrogance because they should know better, or in the case of antibiotic use, they already do know better. And so to reveal a mechanism as to why C. diff is proliferating in those terrains, okay, kind of cool, no problem. But the reality is, are they really looking to alter the microbiome for the better by reducing, truly, I know they say it, reducing antibiotic use and looking for alternatives like we've talked about, silver, homeopathy, herbs that can address the immune system, immune response, or have some direct impact in terms of tamping down an aberrant microorganism that has overstayed its balanced welcome, for instance. So, you know, these are the questions we always ask and we always look to apply, and that's what part of what advanced medicine is.
That's exactly right, Robert. And I'm honored that, you know, we were able to bring this message of balance and reestablishing a balance every week, and have been doing it now for almost, I guess it's almost a decade. We're, what, 9 years into this now?
Yeah, no, it's we have been rocking the health world together for a long time, and I'm just grateful as can be. You know, it makes me happy. My heart is happy, much less my microbiome, you know. And if we talk about the allopathic overwhelming, it's not just the antibiotics. The vaccines have shown to have a very bad impact on microbiome. I mean, that's kind of what Andrew Wakefield discovered with his, initial discussion of the measles strain, so to speak, from the vaccine itself in these kids with a novel new form of colitis or enterocolitis. So it's not just antibiotics.
Yeah, it's anything that's going to mess up the balance of the body. So it can be a demineralization aspect, or sometimes, you know, these toxic substances that we take into our body, some of these toxic heavy metals are actually displacing the essential minerals. So we've got that type of a balance issue. You've got the B vitamins, not having a nutrient deficient diet. You know, that's going to throw off or contribute to the balance being thrown off, which will then allow for the environment to be off balance. You've got so many, you know, the chronic stress that leads to overexpression of certain types of stress hormones and burning through the minerals and the B vitamins, and then not allowing the body to be able to compensate. And so there's so many different aspects of this. You've got then all the stuff that we ingest for nutrients, but that's been irradiated or genetically modified or homogenized or pasteurized, and so it's morphed and is virtually not like human food anymore, and then causes delayed IgG-mediated food allergies and syndrome X and all this other stuff. So,
right.
So these are all different aspects of what we do to throw off the balance in the body.
And how many drugs or drug categories disrupt the microbiome or have other unintended consequences? Here's another category of drugs they just studied and released info on. Anti-epileptic drugs. Children exposed to drugs for epilepsy and bipolar disorder have lower academic scores. And it's like, if that were the worst thing, I mean, that's you don't want children not to be as smart as they should be. But my gosh, you know, how many times do we see or hear now from children, whether they've been diagnosed in the autism spectrum, but the epilepsy issue, that these drugs are very toxic, they're not working, and they'll switch over to something that's been studied extensively in Jerusalem, for instance, cannabidiol from hemp. You know, a naturally occurring God-created plant and substances from it that can do things these drugs cannot, and there are no unintended consequences, but maybe unintended benefits.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, this is what's interesting is that they're talking about children exposed to drugs for epilepsy. Now, you talk about children exposed to any drug for any type of brain disorder. It doesn't matter whether it's epilepsy, whether it's, you know, attention deficit, whatever type of, you know, sleep disorders or whatever it is. It doesn't matter, because any drug that's being prescribed to alter the neurochemistry by definition, will create a decrease in academic scores or decrease in cognitive function or decrease in intelligence factor because it's altering the chemistry that's necessary. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, and I'm not doing it very well, what I'm trying to say is that if you've got pharmaceutical intervention, you're altering the brain chemistry. And if you want the individual's brain to function at its highest level, you must reestablish the balance of the neurochemistry as God designed it.
Yes.
And as soon as you start throwing in a drug into the brain, you are going to, by definition, alter that balance. And humans are incapable, as far as I'm concerned, of creating balance.
We also recognize that in addition to the antimicrobial drugs resulting in C. diff manifestation, these epilepsy scenarios outside of head injury, now most of the science is pointing back to the microbiome, the gut itself, as the second brain, the gut-brain connection, is creating the electrical imbalances in the brain that they then diagnose as a brain disorder, as epilepsy, that may, in the majority of cases, be rooted in the gut.
Yeah, so the mesenteric plexus is considered to be the second brain anyway. There's a lot of the neurotransmitters are found within the gut.
All right, Dr. Vitar, hold on. We're going to get back. We're going to wrap it up. We'll talk a little bit more about the gut microbiome, the impact on the different categories of drugs there, whether it be epilepsy or otherwise. Advanced medicine continues after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. A special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar, all the way from the Middle East. Dr. Bitar, man, it is so cool that we can connect all over planet Earth to reestablish the healthy terrain everywhere we go.
That's what the goal is, Robert, and I think we're doing a reasonable job with that, aren't we?
Absolutely. Now, we were talking about different allopathic drug categories causing a disruption in imbalance, right? Unintended consequences, mm-hmm. as they may be, whether it be C. diff manifestation. We were talking about epileptic drugs, and you were, you know, I think hitting going into what you have done in your clinic in terms of helping these kids, even with epilepsy.
Yeah, so we have had a lot of children with seizure disorder that have come in with associated with their autism, but probably 20%, one out of five children that we treat, have had a history of seizure disorder at some point. Many of them actually still having active seizure disorders. One of the interesting things, side note, that anti-seizure drugs, the side effects of anti-seizure drugs, seizures. So I'm not sure how we know if there's been cause of medication or been put on, or from, you know, the original, whatever the offending imbalance was, which oftentimes is an isolated thing secondary to a fever or whatever the case may be. But the point is that the neurochemistry of the brain must be reestablished, because if you're not willing to and capable of reestablishing the original balance, you will never end up having the ability of the brain to work at its top. So academic scores, cognitive, you know, scores, all that stuff.
But how did you do that, Dr. Bitar, in terms of the gut? Because you understood the gut-brain connection a lot longer before than a lot of doctors have.
Actually, Robert, there have been a lot of doctors way before you and I were even born that talked about the importance of gut balance and gut dysbiosis and how important it was to refrain from anything that would cause an imbalance in the gut. So it's not really new thought processes, you already know, but it hasn't been really picked up and established as far as a lot of people understanding the importance of this. I think people give it lip service, but if you look at the neurochemistry, you will notice that there's certain neurotransmitters that are also found within the gut. So, for example, secretin is a neurotransmitter that we were infusing into children way back, probably almost 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago, actually. 1997 is when we started doing that. We don't use that as much now because we've found other ways of helping children and their gut without having to infuse them with secretin. But secretin is also found in the mesenteric plexus. So there are many neurotransmitters found in the gut itself. And understanding that if we can rebalance the neurochemistry, when I'm saying neurochemistry, we're actually affecting the gut as well, and then give the body the probiotics and the various types of sources of nutrients that the gut bacteria need to flourish, and then deal with the biofilms that are the protective coverings over some of these dysbiotic flora that's already in the gut, like the yeast and various other types of gut parasites, etc., and reestablish that bond. But think of it as a forest or that's been burned down. And so what we're doing is we're basically pulling out all the stumps, we're replanting all the seeds, we're helping these trees to sprout, we're providing the sunlight, the nutrients, and the soil, the water, everything, so that this forest can start to grow again. And that's what we're trying to do, because as soon as the forest starts to grow, then you have a chance of reestablishing the normal balance in that ecosystem. But if you have something that's come in and burned the whole forest down and then nobody started doing anything to replant that forest, you're going to have no balance, and you're never going to have any help. You're never going to have a balanced ecosystem there.
Folks, that's the essence of the law of the terrain, going back to Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard, that which unfortunately is not taught in allopathic Western medical schools, even though historically these figures are known. And that's why Dr. Bitar is doing the advanced medicine like no one else, and we encourage more doctors to plug into it. And, of course, we have links up in the show notes, including go to advancedmedicine.com, and maybe you can be part of this evolution, revolution, if you will, of holistically inclined healthcare, that it can embrace advances in medicine, but really recognize where it is limited or detrimental, and make those conscious decisions to not make the same mistakes that we've been making for at least 100 years in the Western world.
Robert, I think that's very well said, and hopefully we can all start to better understand that the key is balance. Balance is everything. Two extremes on either side is not good, so if we can establish balance and use that in our lives, it will behoove us.
Well, Dr. Bitar, safe journey on your next destination. We look forward to getting you back on board, obviously, for Advanced Medicine next week. But we got to go, so tell them what they need to know.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.